So even some beautiful piece of garden furniture that you've created would be all examples of three-dimensional art, all sizes accepted.
Right, I was going to say, so it doesn't have to be huge, right?
Nope.
So if you think garden art, you sometimes think bigger pieces, but it could be a piece of jewelry, because that's three-dimensional. It could be a piece of pottery that sits on a table and is 4 inches high. There's no limit.
No limit.
But it could also be 6 feet high. We're good with that, too. So, and that's part of the fun, and I think that's one of the things that people like about being able to vote for their favorites, because we all love different things. As Deb said, that voting is totally people's choice. There's no committee or anything. And so when you come to the festival, you will see all of these beautiful three-dimensional art pieces in the competition. You get to vote for them, and then they all end up on our live auction, which is supporting the PRCA.
And how do you participate in the fall Into Arts contest? Well, Rhoda, do you want to go through the rules, or should I?
You go.
Okay.
She's got them in her hand, folks.
Number one, create a 3D work of art. All works of art entered in the contest will be considered donations to the PRCA and will be auctioned off in a live auction. So you have to be willing to part with it. Every artist who donates an artwork also gets a free vendor space. So if you have other things you'd like to sell, you have a free space, and there'll be electricity. The bathrooms are nearby, so you have
a tent, so you're covered.
Yep,
because it's a year for that.
Contest art must be original, must have a nature motif, viewable in three dimensions. Probably not something flat. Register your artwork by August 25th. Email us at prca@prairierenaissance.org. I'm sure if you Google PRCA, you will find us and find the link. Bring your artwork to Eastside Park, East 7th Street in Morris, on Saturday, September 6th, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. So that way we can set up the displays and have it look nice for you. The festival runs from 11 to 4 p.m. And again, music. Oh, dancing. How can I, of all people, forget dancing, food and beverages, art vendors, and free art activity.
So one thing that we have heard over the last several years is that artist's booth, which is free to anyone who enters the competition, those folks have done really, really well. It's a fun event. People come out, and who doesn't like to shop? And so when you get to shop some really cool art, things that you can't find anywhere else, and at usually some pretty incredible prices, in my opinion, our artists tell us that has been a really good event for them as well. So I think that's a nice bonus, because it doesn't cost anything to enter the competition. You're donating the artwork. That's what you're doing. But like Deb said, there's $600 in prizes. You get a free booth so you can sell more art. And one of the things that you'll see if you are emailing us to enter the competition, we do ask you to send us a photo along with your other information. You'll see it online, but we use some of those to also do some of our marketing, so people get little sneak previews. They get excited about, ooh, that's a great looking piece. I have to come check that out live and in person. So lots of fun benefits for getting into this art contest.
That sounds so much fun. It really does. And what was the date on that again? Is coming up?
September 6th.